Ooh! Get out of my way, bee. I saw that flower first.
Sorry about that, wasp. Just an accident. No need to be so aggressive about it.
This is not the time for bee jokes. How dare you?
I told you before. I'm not doing a bee joke every time I use the word bee.
What about that bee song you were singing earlier?
That wasn't a bee song. It was the ABC. If wasp was a letter in the human alphabet, you'd say it all the time too.
Ah! You're always getting in my way and making silly bee jokes. You bees get all the attention.
Aren't they so wonderful with all their honey?
Well, I've had enough. Buzz off.
You can't tell me to buzz off. I have just as much right to this flower as you do.
You're taking up all the space with your big bumbly bee bum.
You leave my bum out of this.
Let me have that sweet, sweet nectar.
No, that nectar is mine.
That's it. I'm calling for help. Now!
Across the many majestic wild spaces of the United Kingdom, from woods, wetlands to mountain and heath, whenever help is needed, one ranger and her animal friends always answer the call.
It's Ranger Ray and the Wildlifers.
I can talk to animals. It's a ranger's dream.
It's Ranger Ray and the Wildlifers.
Say hello to my animal team.
With deer and fox and wildcat, mole and dragonfly and beaver and bat.
Sound the alarm and we'll come running to you.
With our animal powers, we'll know what to do.
It's Ranger Ray and the Wildlifers.
You know the Wildlifers won't be able to understand us, right? They can't understand insects because we're too small.
That's not true. Dragonfly will understand us. How long's it going to take them to get to Manchester anyway?
Ages, probably. It's not like...
Did someone call for Ranger Ray? I'm here with Dragonfly and Mole.
And Roxy.
To save the day!
Now, who is it that wanted our help?
I'm not sure. I didn't even hear the awoo this time. I was following Dragonfly's lead. Is that bee buzzing at me?
And is that wasp buzzing at me? It must have been them who called for help. But how are we supposed to help a wasp and a bee? We can't understand insects.
Dragonfly can understand them. Isn't that right, Dragonfly?
But we can't understand Dragonfly. Mole can. Can't you, Mole?
Maybe a little. When the mood strikes. Let's see. Could you repeat that, Dragonfly? Ah, yes. I think Dragonfly is talking about worms. Yes, worms. Lots and lots of worms. Dragonfly thinks we should all go on a worm hunt right away and come back covered in worms. Great wormy thinking, Dragonfly.
Is that really what Dragonfly is saying, or you wish Dragonfly was saying?
Whatever they're saying, it's got me in the mood for worms. I'll be back soon with lots and lots of juicy, wriggly worms. Worms for all!
Look, Ranger Ray, we're in the city, but there are insects everywhere.
That's right, Roxy. And it's thanks to all the flowers you see growing in little pockets of space about the place. Urban rewilding like this is very important when it comes to biodiversity. And it's a real treat for the insects, especially the bees.
Careful, Ranger Ray. It looks like that wasp wants to sting you.
If I didn't know any better, I would say it was trying to disagree with me. We need to figure out a way to understand what they are saying.
Why don't we get Luca? He might have a gadget that can help us.
Great idea, Roxy. I'll send for him now.
Hello, Ranger Ray.
Hi, Luca.
Hello, Roxy.
Hi, Luca.
Hello, Dragonfly.
Luca, we were wondering if you had any invention that could help us understand what insects are saying.
Let me have a look in my bag and see what I have. Let me see. Here's a hat that makes you speak French.
Ooh, let me see. Je suis Roxy et je suis un ranger.
And here's a machine that can suck worms out of the ground.
Better put that away before Mole comes back.
Aha! Here it is, my insect translator.
Great! Can you try it on Dragonfly?
Sure, let's give it a go. Just need to triangulate the signal a little bit more and... There we go.
Hello? 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 Sister testing 1, 2. Is this thing on?
It's working. We can finally understand Dragonfly.
Dragonfly, you must have so much to say.
Now that you put me on the spot like that, why don't we listen to what Wasp and Bee are arguing about, Luca?
Sure thing.
And another thing, you bees are always banging on about the Queen Bee. It's Queen Bee this and Queen Bee that. Give her a rest for once.
Listen, Wasp, you leave our Queen Bee out of this. Anyway, wasps have a queen too.
Yeah, but we don't go on about her the whole time.
No, you're too busy repeatedly stinging anything that gets in your way.
That's not our fault. You can only use your sting once.
Oh, don't be such a buzzkill.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. I can see why you insects sent out the awoo now.
What's going on? How come you're fighting so much?
I'm tired of bees getting all the praise. We wasps have value too.
Of course you have value. Who says wasps don't have value?
It's just people always talk about how important bees are and how we need to save the bees because they contribute so much to the ecosystem. But wasps do too. If it wasn't for us, this place would be a mess of spiders and flies.
I think that's a bit of an exaggeration.
Oh yeah? Well, every summer, wasps in the UK catch around 14 million kilograms of insect prey. I bet you didn't know that.
That is quite impressive, to be fair.
You know, Wasp does have a point. We do seem to think of bees as friendlier, more helpful insects.
And we think of wasps as being very aggressive, when that's really not the case.
Of course it's not the case. I'm not aggressive. Sure, I have a lot of grievances, and most of them bee-related, but that doesn't make me aggressive. I'm just forthright in my opinions.
Do you think wasps are treated so differently to bees?
Put it this way. Do you think humans will ever make an animated film about a cute little wasp?
Good point.
I have to go now, you guys. I'm working on a really cool new invention with my brother. But you can hold on to my insect translator.
Thanks, Luca. I'm sure we'll see you again soon.
Bye, Luca.
What's that sound?
It sounds like an earthquake, but it couldn't be.
Ah, it's Mole.
Worms for all! A worm for you, and a worm for you, and a worm for you!
Thanks, Mole.
Did Dragonfly just talk?
Thanks to Luca's insect translator, we can understand what the insects are saying.
Though it's been nothing but wasp and bee bickering so far.
What is there to argue about? You're both insects, you both have stings, you're both black and yellow.
How dare you! I am not black and yellow, I'm yellow and black.
Okay, sorry. I can see that we have our work cut out for us here.
We were trying to figure out why bees have a much more positive reputation than wasps.
Well, that's easy. It's 'cause of the honey.
Because of the honey?
Yes. The bees make honey. Humans like honey. So humans like bees. Simple as.
I could make honey if I wanted to.
Yeah, right.
I could. Wasps just choose not to. We're too busy...
stinging people.
I was going to say too busy pollinating.
Look, bees make honey and wasps don't. That's just the way it is.
That's it. I challenge you to a honey bake-off.
Ooh, you're so on.
Welcome, one and all, to the Great British Honey Bake-Off. Bakers, shake hands before we get going.
Hands? But we're insects.
We will also accept some bum wiggling.
Perfect.
Okay, honey bakers, you have 10 seconds remaining.
Ah, another perfect batch of honey made by your pal, Bee.
Come on, set for goodness sake, set!
3, 2, 1. Time's up. Shall we try Bee's honey first?
A wise choice. I've gone for a classic taste and texture served on a tiny piece of honeycomb.
Wonderful presentation. Let's have a taste. That is delicious.
I agree. Beautiful consistency and the honeycomb is a lovely touch.
It's good, but maybe next time
liven things up by serving it with some worm.
Mole.
Now, let's try wasps, honey. Tell us about your honey wasp.
Right. Well, I went for a traditional honey and...
The texture looks a bit funny.
Yeah. I ran out of time towards the end and...
Is it supposed to smell like that?
No. See, it wouldn't set and...
Let's have a taste. That's... right.
I'll try some too. Interesting texture for sure.
Sorry, wasp, it's just different, that's all.
Yeah, not what I was expecting. But that doesn't mean it was bad.
I guess I have to be the mean judge then and say it was bad. Very bad. And not a single worm in sight.
Oh, you're right. Who am I kidding? Wasps can't make honey. All we're good for is going around stinging people.
Now that is not true. You said yourself. Every summer, wasps in the UK catch around 14 million kilograms of insect prey.
Exactly. This place would be crawling with spiders and flies if it wasn't for wasps. Come on, wasp. I want to show you a very special place.
Wow!
What is this place? There's so much insect activity going on.
This is the Castlefield Viaduct, and they've been doing lots of rewilding over the last few years. It's a great place for nature walks and foraging, as well as observing lots and lots of insects.
I've already seen more dragonflies here than I see in my home pond. Zzz.
What do you think, Wasp and Bee?
It's beautiful. So many colourful flowers. I bet the Queen'll be...
On about the Queen again, are we?
It is my duty to...
Now, let's not start the bickering again. I brought you here for a good reason.
What was that?
Look at all these insects, and then pay attention to how many wasps are out there, doing their thing, collecting for the Queen, keeping nature ticking along, and the ecosystem up and running. Can you see them all?
Yeah.
Do you think nature cares if you make honey or not?
No.
Do you think the ecosystem cares if wasps have an aggressive reputation?
No.
Exactly. Wasps are an essential part of the environment, and nothing can change that. Nature is all about balance. And if you take wasps out of the equation, that balance would be off. Just like with bees. You are all needed as much as each other.
Really?
She's right, Wasp. We bees may get a bit more publicity, but you wasps are just as important.
Oh, shucks you guys. I feel much better now. I'm starting to believe my role in nature a little bit more.
And you're doing bee jokes.
You were right. It's much easier to fit bee into things than wasp.
As easy as A, B, C.
Here comes another wasp now. Are they a friend of yours?
How dare you? I'm not a wasp.
Oh. I just thought, because, you know, you look like...
Yeah. I've heard it all before, mate.
You know, with the black and yellow stripes.
Just leave it, okay?
Excuse me. If you're not a wasp, do you mind if I ask what you are?
See? Not so hard to ask with manners, is it? I'm not a wasp. I'm of a fly.
You are? That is a great disguise.
But you look exactly like a wasp. Only you...
Over. Yeah, that's my only giveaway. It's by disguising myself as a wasp I'm able to survive out here. Most predators run for the hills when they see those yellow and black stripes. Everybody's terrified of wasps.
Wasps can be just as friendly as bees.
Right you are, wasp. A fine observation. A very smart wasp you are.
Do all hoverflies suck up to you like that?
Yeah, gets annoying after a while.
Bet it does, kind wasp. What a keen eye for observational humour you were blessed with.
Look, hoverfly, I didn't mean to cause any offence. I just didn't know there are insects that pretend to be other insects.
It's not just me. Animals use disguise and camouflage all the time. And I know just the place you can see it in action.
Sounds like we're off on another adventure. Where to, Hoverfly?
Come on, everyone. We're going to Marsden Moor.
Hooray!
Wow, that sounds fun. And it sounds like it's our first two-part adventure. How exciting! Some adventures just can't be contained in a single episode. Join us for part two of our Insect Odyssey, where we'll be meeting some insects and animals who are masters of disguise. Bye-bye!
It's Ranger Ray and the Wildlife Bird.